Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
The one point everyone agrees on is that hospital mergers have been happening more frequently. Whether it's good for patients and reduces prices garners less consensus. The American Hospital Association is out with a study saying mergers are beneficial, but academics are critical of those findings. More coming up on Just Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, September 5th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health, business, and policy news in under 10 minutes. Today, we're going to focus on one story, the American Hospital Association study arguing mergers and hospital consolidations have resulted in decreased costs and better care, and the healthcare economists who disagree with those claims based on their own research. The American Hospital Association hired Charles River Associates, a Boston consulting firm, to do the study. It's the same firm that completed one for the association in 2017. Rick Pollack, CEO of the AHA, says the study shows hospital mergers reduce acquired hospitals' operating expenses per admission by 2.3%. He also said those hospitals made 3.5% less per patient admitted.
And this suggests that the savings that occur are passed on to patients and their health plans. And it shows that mergers aren't about market power. They're really all about efficiency.
The study relied on data from CMS Healthcare Cost Report Information Systems and interviews with healthcare executives at Merge Systems. The researchers didn't have access to insurance claims data. That may have limited their ability to capture pricing leverage exerted by larger systems. Healthcare economists who held the briefing on their research disputed these claims. Martin Gaynor with Carnegie Mellon University says it's not surprising a study paid for by the AHA had results that made hospital mergers look beneficial.
Suppose the report was done and they found that mergers, their finding was that mergers didn't save any money at all, that they did not improve quality. Would they have put that report out?
Pollack responded to questions from reporters about the conflict, saying the firm and researchers are well respected.
The interviews that we had with healthcare leaders are among the most influential and respected healthcare system leaders in the country, not only nationally, but in their communities. So we think that this is a solid report, and we think it's one that deserves consideration.
Pollack says hospital mergers are about efficiency and scale, and that can save money. But Stuart Craig, a healthcare economist at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, found savings on supplies haven't proven to be all that significant. He found hospitals bought by bigger systems saved 1.5% a year, or about $176,000 on medical supplies.
And there's not really any evidence of savings for acquirers. If anything, they seem to be doing a little bit worse. And I think that in general, we were fairly surprised, given that this is exactly where the hospitals say that they're saving money. This would be a fairly cheap way of reducing costs, given that renegotiating contracts should be fairly easy.
Hospital charges account for a large share of healthcare costs, a third of all healthcare spending in 2017, according to CMS. Zach Cooper with Yale University did a study comparing prices in markets with a hospital monopoly versus markets that had four or more hospitals. He found prices were about 12% higher in monopoly markets.
Now, when you think that the average hospitalization in the U.S. is about $10,000, this is real money. Right? This is a $1,000 increase to your hospital bill.
But it's not just hospitals within the same metro area that are benefiting from these combinations. Limor Daphne is a healthcare economist at Harvard University, and before that, she worked at the Federal Trade Commission. Her research found that even when hospitals consolidate across markets within the same state, they're able to command higher prices from insurance companies.
If you gain a system member in your state, but not your immediate area, your price increases about 7 to 10%. Okay, that doesn't seem to be the case if you gain a system member in another state, based on our sample. And what's critical in generating the result is that there are the same insurers, or at least some set of the same insurers, in the different hospitals market.
Daphne's research is a few years old and relies on data from 2012. She, however, says she expects similar trends today. Underlying all these effects are the reasons for these horizontal mergers. And Pollack with the AHA says it's about keeping pace with the new healthcare competitors in consolidation among insurers.
I think we all realize that the healthcare sector is experiencing historic change, and the field is shifting from fee-for-service care to value-based care. There are new players that are entering the field in different ways: CVS, Google, Amazon, Apple, just to mention a few. And patients are playing a bigger role in managing their care, and care is becoming more convenient than ever before.
These new competitors and changing market forces may just be the impetus to push hospitals to take advantage of the scale gained from these mergers, says Dr. Lisa Belimovic, co-founder of Just Healthcare.
It's hard to believe that healthcare is immune to the benefits of scale that you see in almost every other industry, but health systems simply haven't had to do the hard work of cost reduction and integration. But if you think about it, the market is changing. There's new competitors, more transparency, and individuals are way more exposed to costs, and all of these create pressure to lower prices. Health systems are going to have to move beyond pricing leverage to get real operational and clinical advantage from scale, and ultimately they're going to have to use that advantage to deliver lower prices.
On the same day the study was released, a federal judge gave final approval to a merger between retail healthcare giant CVS and insurer Aetna. The two have been acting as one company since the merger was initially approved in 2018. A federal judge was reviewing whether the deal was in the public interest. The American Medical Association criticized the deal, saying any promised savings will likely go straight to CVS's bottom line. Thanks for listening to Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olgan. Check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on justhealthcare.com. Just Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Just Healthcare.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, Visit stripe.com/tapiphone.